Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
From day one back in January, this election was called. We were getting calls about the pension age, and then that exploded as an issue. And now Brian Scott has contacted today about the what he's called the sneaky tax that was slipped in on January the 1st. This was on health supplements, and he's on one for his eyes, which is, as I say, strongly recommended by medics. And they went up by 13.5%. And Mary, for example, was making the point, she's in Carrick and Shannon, that these health supplements, especially to do with the eyes, are strongly used and recommended by older people, and for various reasons, older people in the lower and middle income bracket. John Ryan. John, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
How are you doing? You listen to Brian Scott especially. Go ahead. You want to talk to Brian? Go ahead, John.
Talk to Brian. What I'm saying is that I think it's wonderful what the state is doing for people and caring for people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's recognised a lot of the time. I watched videos on YouTube where you could see the real poverty that was in Ireland in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the care that the state provides for people nowadays, I think it's simply amazing. We've come so far.
Okay.
And then when people can't get one thing or another little thing, it's like a big hoo-ha. Well, sometimes we have to be responsible for ourselves. And I think it's great that the state is looking after us as we come along. I think the state is doing brilliant.
And who's that laughing?
That's Brian Scott laughing at you.
Why?
Because you're obviously a civil servant.
John Ryan. Yeah.
You could not be further from the truth. I can guarantee you I am not a civil servant. I do not work for the state.
Well, you're most uncivil.
Well, Brian. Well, hang on, John. Is there anything that Brian said that you're obviously the fact? Let me paraphrase. The fact that Brian said he was away for most of his life. Would that have?
Well, what I'm
walking away and doing well.
Yeah, that's fine. But by the same token, the country is here carrying on doing its thing. I don't know how long this gentleman was away working, but you know, if you leave in your early 20s and you come back when you're whatever age. You know, we have a responsibility to care for ourselves as we come along. And if we just arrive back, I don't see what the issue is.
I came back as... sorry, Boyle. I came back as a widower with two children. I cared for them. Before you denigrate me, I'll tell you, I have put in my dues, and you are a terribly rude man. I'm going blind. I have been awaiting eye surgery for 5 years. Now, so the state is doing what for me? 5 years waiting to go blind, and my other eye is going to go blind.
So when you were away and you were working abroad...
John.
It's you know, were you looking after yourself? Were you saving money? You know, I mean, what were you doing for health? How did you pay taxes, whatever? I mean, the whole thing becomes...
Yes, I paid taxes.
Yeah, abroad.
And here. Yeah.
Well, then I fully respect your position. But what I'm saying to you is that the state is doing really, really well. I think I get really upset when people complain about the country.
This is not a party political broadcast. This is me making a statement about the condition of my eyes. So you're obviously a very bored person.
Brian, don't be too hard.
I would not attack you in any form.
Okay.
I have been actually quite conciliatory and quite respectful, and I have not said anything about you that would be derogatory. So I think that's rather unfair.
Yes, you did.
Listen to RTE
playback, and you'll hear what was actually stated by you. Derogatory.
Completely derogatory. But would you accept, Brian, I try and paraphrase John, but one line that came to my head as John was saying it, ask not what you can do, what your country can do for you, what you can do for your country. That's one line, the JFK line from his inauguration in 1960. But
he also said he was a sausage.
Okay, you have me there now, Brian. I don't know where we're going. Two translations. Would you accept John's point that comparatively, old age pensioners down here in the south get a higher pension, as do job seekers, get a higher payment than they do in Northern Ireland, for example. They get more benefits than they do. And that comparatively, John's point is we are a better country than sometimes we, especially at elections, obviously, but sometimes that we give ourselves credit for, Brian.
What I would accept is that money is being poured into the wrong venues. Healthcare, I'm not going to get onto the healthcare thing. I will do that when I vote on Saturday, which is another farce because Tipperary is...
Yeah, okay, we won't come into... Brian, you're rambling off of me again. But
no, I'm not.
No, Tipperary is it. Your vote on Saturday will be as valid on Saturday as it will be the following Saturday. So,
the election
goes ahead, except in Tipperary.
We'll have no government until after Tipperary.
Well, we may wait and see what the way the numbers fall. That's the way. Okay, let me go to Anne Davey. Stay there, Brian. Anne.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. You have serious eye issues
as well.
I
would sort of say, if I was to put a percentage on it, I'd sort of say 10 or less.
10% less?
Yes, 10 or less. 10% altogether.
And how are you affected by the sneaky taxes, Brian?
Well, I mean, I buy MacuShield and have been buying it for the last few years.
And it is expensive anyway.
Pardon me?
It is expensive at the best of times.
Oh, it is expensive, yes, because now my husband has been diagnosed with macular degeneration as well,
okay.
Even though he's had brilliant sight up to now. But, you see, he's nearly the same age. Well, I'm nearly the same age as him now, so we're both nearly 80 now, you know.
And your boat needs MacuShield.
And he gets injections every month in the beacon in his eye to try and stop it.
I know, my
mother. And unfortunately, just before Christmas, he actually got a bleed in the back of the eye and ended up in hospital.
Ah, the poor man.
So there you go. But anyway, luckily, his sight is holding well, and he's...
Were you aware, Anne, of this new sneaky tax?
Joe, I was on with you about this time last year,
okay.
And we were talking about all these supplements all going up.
Well, Pascal then...
And then the next thing is we got word to say, oh, he was going to cancel it and review it again towards the end of the year, which is exactly what he did. And that was grand. And, of course, I took what's left of my eye off the ball, pardon the pun, and I forgot about it.
Okay.
Until you turned around and sort of said, you said today's has gone up. And funny enough, like, I thought it had when I went into the chemist the other day, and I just sort of said, oh, well, maybe it's just different in different chemists. So I don't know. You see, maybe people have old stock in some of the chemists.
Hopefully. Well, even with that would run out. But it has officially gone up by
13%.
Which is some increase.
Yeah, but, and I mean, I take Ruvex as well, and I take... There's a whole lot of supplements I take to keep myself
And just explain to me... Paul Gaffney told me he has about 10 to 15% vision. What do you have again, 10%?
I'd say about 10, yeah.
And what does that mean in terms
of... Well, I mean, I can't see, I can't read. Oh. And I'm very into music, or I was.
Yeah.
I'm just getting very tired now trying to learn the words of everything that I need to sing. And which is a bit difficult because I'm in a choral choir, so that's not easy. If it was just a song, I could learn it off, but it's all sort of...
Well, do you need any aids or assistance when you're
I have. I got a few things from the National Council for the Blind. And they gave me smashing... What's the word I'm looking for?
Take your time.
I have one in my hand. It's a magnifier.
A magnifying glass.
Old age is rapidly coming in, I mean, I can tell you.
But you have to use a magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah. The glasses I have on me are magnifying, and I have to use a magnifier with it.
But you said you can't read.
I can't. Let's sort of say I read a word at a time, or I spell it at a time. I can pick up the air of anything when I'm at choir, but like when it comes to trying to learn, like I can't like all other choristers, so I can hold the music in the hand. I can't read it, so okay. I have to try and learn it off.
Can you go out?
I don't go out on my own anymore. I had a bad fall last March.
Poor, like Paul had as well.
And I smashed my elbow 3 years ago in my own kitchen.
So what would you say to Pascal Donahue?
Please help the old age pensioners who don't have a huge, big pension. My husband worked for over 30 years in a company and he only got a small little tea leaving the place. And we're both living on old age pensions at the moment. So that's it. And like if you to take a backing machine for two of us a month, I mean, you
that's
know,
expensive.
It's 40, 45 to 50 euro.
Yeah, I know.
And it's hard going. We're just about to keep our bills. We don't go on holidays. I mean, we don't go anywhere. We might go away for a weekend, and that's usually with the compliment of my beautiful daughter.
Okay. Well, I'm sure one of the political parties, well, it's an auction election anyway, I'm sure one of the political parties will chime in and say, we'll take the 13.5% off and we'll get the American multinationals or Google or whatever. Stay there for a second. Anne O'Sullivan is listening to Brian Scott. Your point, please, Anne.
My point, Joe, is I agree with John, the last gentleman that spoke to you.
John Ryan, yeah.
Yes, I'm sick and tired of listening to people moaning about this country. I'll be perfectly honest.
Okay.
I'm an old age pensioner myself.
Mm-hmm.
Free travel, we've free television. I just read in the paper yesterday that the BBC are putting up the television licence in England.
Yeah, it's gone up, yeah.
For anybody over 75.
Well, the government put it up.
And that's a much bigger country. Of course the government put it up.
Yeah.
But we have it here.
Yeah.
We have a better pension. What is all the moaning about? I don't know.
They want everything for nothing, and they want it yesterday.
And the other point you made in your, you didn't say it there, maybe. You said, I'm sick of people who walk away and then want everything here.
No, I did not say that.
Oh,
I said that gentleman, he worked away, but he wants to come back here. As John said, sometimes you must be responsible for yourself,
okay.
Which I try to be. Okay. I don't run out to the doctor unnecessarily.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does.
I could have if I wanted to. But, you know, you must be responsible. We can't all live off the government. Because do you know who's going to pay the price, Joe?
Well, we pay.
Our families. Joe? Yeah. Could I just ask that lady a question?
Yes, Anne talking to another Anne. Yeah, Anne Davey talking to Anne.
Hello, Anne. I just would like to ask you, do you have a disability of any description that prevents you from going out on your own? Or can you see the television very clearly? Because I can't. And I have to be accompanied going out now and have had to be for the last few years. And I'm 79 now, but I'm not exactly disabled from my legs down. I can still walk, but I can't see. So if you don't have a disability, you don't have to pay. You don't have to go. My husband has to go and get injections in his eyes for the same thing. And it costs him 150 excess on his VHI.
I don't even have VHI. I'll be perfect.
I have the medical insurance since we were 20. Since we were 20, the two of us.
Yeah, but I wasn't commenting on you at all.
I wouldn't give it up if I had to stop eating, to be quite honest with you. I'd be terrified of how long I would have to wait for anything.
I have hip replacements and I have to wear glasses. But I have to be responsible that I am getting older, and that's life. That's the cycle of life.
But I've been like this since I was 40, and reared two children, and took in students to try and help add some money to this house.
And Anne O'Sullivan in Cork, Anne, do you think that the election has been too negative about the government? Do you follow me? You know, it's the nature of elections that one.
Well, you see, everyone. They can promise what they like today.
Well, there's a lot of promises.
Next Monday. I don't believe any of that. I follow normally. I'm a Fine Gael supporter, be perfect honest about you.
Okay, fine.
But I might not vote Fine Gael on Saturday. I might vote Green. Do you know what I mean?
That's more money out of our pocket.
Absolutely, but you see, I'm not saying I will. I said I might, but I look after I don't throw rubbish on the ground. I don't throw plastic bottles
Neither
around.
Neither do I.
Yeah, but
I'm saying you do.
Okay, and do you agree? Some people are saying this is an auction election, that some parties are promising the sun, moon,
yes,
and stars.
I do, absolutely.
Yeah.
And who is going to? Where is the money going to come from?
Exactly.
Well, they're going to tax the Sinn Féin's. I'm going to tax the top 5% even more, and they go wherever they are, and they're going to take
well, I would
money
never vote that party anyway, Joe, in the first place.
Well, this is what they're promising. Seriously, they're a serious party, and they're saying they're going to take money off the multinationals, take money off the banks, close loopholes, and all that kind of
thing. Yeah, and where are our children going to be employed if the multinationals leave the country? Like,
well, look at the opinion poll today. A lot of people are agreeing with them.
Well, that's their choice. I mean, I wouldn't be voting for them, and I wouldn't be voting for anybody that would promise you the sun, the moon, and the stars when they have
the radio
no
into the other room, the small radio. They're...
Brian, okay, Brian, if you paraphrase what you're saying, Anne, about people who walk away.
I'm just saying that gentleman, he obviously worked
Brian,
away.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Now, may I interject on that note? Oh. I had to work away because there were no jobs here in 1984, so I had to emigrate. And
that's all right.
Yes, I had to go away. And I brought up a family. I took my two children, after their mother died, back to this country. They were educated in this country because I believe the Irish educational system is the best in the world. And I'm not allowed to use the word bollocking me.
No, that's Brian,
so
don't.
I won't say that. Yeah. So I won't use that word.
Well, you just
word.
Did, actually.
Very good. You caught on that.
Okay,
so you're
now,
well
and another word I could use here is pompous. Now, Joe, I'm going because I could use language
pompous
that I normally don't use. Bye-bye.
Slana.
Joe, I saved you from that one.
Yeah, but Brian, just briefly, address Anne's substantive point without florid language, if you would, please. And that is that she said she's sick of people. I'm paraphrasing and I'm going to give it to me. She's
yes,
sick of people. I'm sick of people looking for things for free. That's what she's saying.
But I don't look for anything for free. I just don't like extra taxes added on to essentials.
Okay.
That was my original question.
That is his thing, yeah.
I'm delighted that I incited... I'm being pompous, sorry, incited such a vigorous debate. But that's what happens when you go to an all-Irish school, August Thaugwelga, Gulliafa, Gun, Drasselmeyer, Colosha, Wira.
We're on the Navan Road now in Cabra, hasn't
No, they've moved there.
It's moved. But originally, you were in Carnell. Bring good health in terms of improving health. I know that your call was about the sneaky tax, which I think you're getting a lot of support here, by the way, in terms of people saying they didn't realise it until they went in to buy their MacuShield, especially for their eyes. Okay, Brian Scott, kind regards, Brian, to you and your family, and Davey, Anna O'Sullivan in Cork, Breed 51551.